And on KBRB, we are previewing the spring sports season, and we're joined in studio by coach of the Ainsworth Bulldog track and field team, Jake Nelson. And, well, you've had a little bit of everything. You've had some snow, you've had some warm, you've had some wind, so everything you'd expect in a spring season to get ready for your first meet.
Yeah, it's been more nice than it usually is, so we've been able to get a lot done outside, so we're taking big advantage of that.
Well, you're headed Thursday to the University of Nebraska-Kearney Indoor Invitational. Get to compete in Class D this year in track and field, so heading down there on Thursday. So let's talk about this year's Bulldog team. Start with the girls and have some runners back with some state experience led by junior and Grayson Painter.
Yeah, we've got some good runners coming back and joining us this year. Grayson, you know, she's kind of a do it all for us last year. We're going to be able to try her out again in a lot of different events and put her in some relays because we think we can put together some really good relays. And then Kylie Orton, you know, she qualified in both a mile and 2 mile last year, and she's running really well. Willa Flynn qualified in the shot put last year as well and was close in the 400, but she's looking really good in the 400 this year. So we're thinking we can put together a pretty good 4x4 with those three, and we got a couple other girls that can really run well on that too. This year we had Megan Jones come out as a senior. We're going to try her in the 4x4 tomorrow. And then freshman Reagan Moody has been looking good. She'll be able to run on that 4x4 at some point this year as well.
Oh, yeah, working her more into the middle distances as opposed to just trotting her out there for the 16 and the 32. Huh?
We're going to do a little bit of everything with her, kind of work ease her into
it
a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, some good mix there. What do you have for numbers on the girls' team?
We've got 17 girls out this
good.
Year.
Oh, good. Not bad. So be able to try some kids out in different events and give everybody a little bit of experience and fill several of those events when you go to meets.
Yeah, that's something like we're filling the hurdles tomorrow, which I don't remember that we've done that in the last several years for girls. And we've even got more shot putters than we can fill tomorrow. You know, it's a blessing to have these numbers.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in a while, and certainly in several other sports it's been kind of lean for numbers, so good to see that you've got a decent group out on the girls' side. So on the boys' side, you've got some good athletes returning, and a couple of those ran on a relay team at state last year.
Yeah, three of our runners from that 4x4 last year, Chris Fernandez, Jacob Ortner and Zane Evans, they're both running, looking really good. And we've got some other guys that can run in there with them. One that we're going to try tomorrow is Sam Titus. He came out this year as a senior, and he was a really good runner in middle school, and he's looking really good so far. So we're expecting a lot of great things out of him. And then Graham Duster was another one that rotated on that 4x4 bit last year and ran some open eights. So we're going to try some 800 and 400 stuff with him as well.
Well, you got a mix of some seniors then, and of course you have, I think Witten in the throws has been pretty competitive. So how are the does he have any other throwers out there with him?
Yeah, he's been throwing really well, and Trevor Pike has been throwing well, and Kyle Fernandez has really stepped up in throwing as well. So we're going to have three pretty solid throwers for boys.
Well, good. We'll talk about numbers on the boys' side and where you see some other events filling in. Of course, Zane was a pretty solid in the pole vault a year ago.
Yeah, we got 18 boys out, and it's a lot of sophomores and a lot of seniors. So, you know, those guys are going to be able to fill out a lot of – especially the 400, 800, 200 type runs. And then Holden Bill has been looking really good at the distance stuff. He's kind of made that physical stride from last year to this year where he's looking like he could start really pushing for front of the pack.
Yeah, very good. Well, you get started right away against a lot of the teams in Class D. You're going to see a lot of your competition that you might see in Omaha right away and get to be a pretty good measuring stick.
Yeah, that's kind of why we decided to go to the Thursday meet, the Class D instead of Class C, to be able to kind of see how we measure up early in the season with those teams, and that'll help us track our progress throughout the season a little bit too.
Well, first year in the Niobrara Valley Conference and track, it looks like that will be at Rock County and districts at Rock County. So nice, you won't be traipsing all across the state to try to go to a district meet.
Yeah, we were really hoping that Rock County would get that district is driving out to Plainview. That's a long drive for a meet, and being able to go pretty much next door will be nice, and a place that we'll have been at twice already in the year.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing the Bulldogs in their opening meet on Thursday at the University of Nebraska Kearney Indoor Invitational. We'll have the results on KBRB. And Jake, wish you the best of luck. We'll look forward to watching the Bulldogs throughout the season.
All right, thank you very much.
That is Coach Jake Nelson, Ainsworth Bulldog track and field coach, joining us here as we preview the spring sports season.